This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Hunting and trapping bobcats in Colorado is still legal for now. Colorado Parks and Wildlife, or CPW, decided not to ban trapping and hunting the wild cats at a meeting in Grand Junction yesterday. CPW commissioners voted down a citizen-led petition to outlaw the practice. Proponents of the ban argued hunting the cats is inhumane and could jeopardize the species. CPW biologists said the species is stable. Hunting groups also opposed the ban, arguing the practice is sufficiently regulated. According to CPW, almost 2,000 bobcats are killed each year in Colorado. Their coats can sell for hundreds of dollars in Asia, which has driven an increase in hunting. Leg and foothold trapping has been outlawed, but live trapping with a baited box is still used as a means of preserving the valuable pelt. Prairie Protection Colorado, a grassroots environmental group, is considering legal action to overturn CPW's decision. 12 local women band together in an original performance that opens in Carbondale tonight. The production highlights their stories and calls attention to the gender gap in theater. Kristen Kay has more.
20% of the theater produced in the U.S. in the past 3 years was written by women.
I think that's crazy.
That's Cassidy Wiley, one of a dozen women brought together for the project by local nonprofit Voices in order to call attention to the disparity. The members of the group have different levels of experience in theater. After meeting together, they independently wrote and directed their own 10-minute segment of the show using dance, poetry, and solo and group performances. Wiley says the finished product shows their diversity of age, background, and perspective.
I think that to make it relatable to a lot of people in the community that might not necessarily see themselves represented on stage.
Performances begin tonight and run through Sunday at Thunder River Theater. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
A ballot measure decriminalizing so-called magic mushrooms has passed. The next step is understanding what this means for law enforcement. KUNC's Esther Honig reports.
Mushrooms have not been legalized. They're still considered a Schedule 1 drug. The initiative does make adults 21 or older who are in possession of the fungi or are growing it for personal use a low priority for Denver police. In fact, the city will not be allowed to use any resources to enforce criminal penalties in these cases. Federal agents, however, like the DEA, are not beholden to this new rule. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock opposed this measure, but must now establish a review panel by the end of December. By March of next year, that panel will have established a criteria for Denver law enforcement, at which point the initiative will take effect.
That's Esther Honig reporting. I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.